GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump ordering the Attorney General to investigate the Biden administration.
President Trump calling on his Attorney General Pam Bondi to conduct an investigation into whether President Biden's administration sought to conspire to cover up his mental state while in office. It's a significant escalation for the White House. It directs the Justice Department to formally investigate the 82-year-old former president's use of the auto pen signature system to sign pardons right before leaving office. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
And Trump issued a travel ban blocking people from 12 countries, mostly in Africa and the Middle East, from entering the U.S. based on national security concerns. In a second proclamation, Mr. Trump escalated his feud with Harvard, barring foreign students from coming to the U.S. to attend the university. He again cites national security. Elon Musk ramping up his attacks on Trump's signature legislation, repeatedly pushing to kill the bill, saying it'll balloon deficits by trillions. This is ABC News. A new public safety warning from the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service for an organic brand of ground beef.
The public health alert is over concerns the beef could be contaminated with E. coli. The raw ground beef is sold in one-pound vacuum-packed packages and produced by Organic Rancher between May 22nd and May 23rd. It was also shipped to Whole Foods nationwide. Health officials say there have been no confirmed reports of illnesses. A recall was not issued because the products are no longer available. Available for purchase. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Air quality alerts from Nebraska to Wisconsin as smoke from more than 100 wildfires in Canada makes its way down to the U.S. Dangerous conditions and smoky skies expected to reach from Chicago all the way to the East Coast as firefighters work to combat those fires. The FAA acting administrator telling a group of White House lawmakers he's confident the technology issues at Newark Airport will be resolved by October. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Wild, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Milwaukee Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 9-1 today to take 2 of 3 games in the series. Jackson Churio had 3 hits, including a 2-run home run to help spark the Brewers' offense. 3 Brewers pitchers combined to allow just 4 hits and 1 run, with Quinn Priester getting the victory. It's the 9th win for the Brewers in their past 10 games. Milwaukee heads back home to play the San Diego Padres starting on Friday. With a 21-5 victory today over Messiah, UW-Whitewater clinched the Division III College Baseball Championship. It's the Warhawks' 3rd title and first since 2014. Coach John Vodenlich said the Warhawks have had a potent offense all season.
This is who they are. This is a good reflection of what they've done many times. Once again, not on this type of stage, but I've seen that happen a lot.
Whitewater allowed just 19 runs in 5 games at the College World Series, putting up 20 runs of their own in the clinching game. The Warhawks finished the season at 49-6, with all 6 losses coming against fellow WIAC teams. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still some concerns about air quality into the overnight thanks to areas of smoke. Morning lows in the low to mid-50s, partly cloudy skies. That smoke lingering into the first part of your Thursday, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower to middle 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Emily Mills will join us from the Recombobulation area on an intriguing story about AI and its effect on the environment, as well as what's worse. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Mayor of Sheboygan, Ryan Sorensen.
If you want strong communities, you need to have strong, quality childcare accessibility in your community. You know, whether you have kiddos or not, it impacts you, whether directly or indirectly. And that's why, you know, being supportive of programs on the state level that can support local agencies is vitally, vitally important. So it's all intertwined.
This is not just for parents of small children.
This is mission critical.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reedus here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program on this Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite and
hump day.
How about that? The cable has brought us halfway through the work week. Still some air quality advisories over much, if not all, of Wisconsin as those wildfires from Canada continue to rage. And it's going to be here around Wisconsin at least through today. The rain that we had overnight and still continuing in parts of Wisconsin is going to help to push that out. And hopefully the pollen as well. As my allergies continue to wreak havoc, I apologize for that. But the sun is out, at least partially here, Zommers, in downtown Madison through the smoke.
It sure is. Through the fire and flames, as some fire, may say.
Fire and flames. Very good. Speaking of fire and flames, we bring on our next guest this hour. He usually joins us in hour number one, but he had a meeting, so he was so kind enough to join us here in hour number two. Pat Kreitlow was filling the spot alone, but he did a marvelous job. We have Parker Olson, our new producer for Pat's show on today. But now joining us from the wonderful suburbs of our nation's capital of Washington, D.C. No?
I don't see him.
I see him on mine.
Well, I will come in by you.
Seems to be a theme this week. We seem to be having technical difficulties, but never having a difficulty. The one, the only senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson. How are you, my friend? Oh, Lord. Hang on. Apparently now there's still technical difficulties on our end as you're muted, unless there's something on your end that's muted. This is not Zommer's fault, by the way. The system in which we do this show over the video and audio portion, it's glitchy. As is, by the way, our podcast version of the show. Essentially, if you want to see the show in its full proper context, come down to State Street. We're going to do a live version out on the street later on this afternoon. This will be absolutely fantastic. While Trevi can keep talking, Zommers is going to work on that. He always works his magic. Thank goodness for Zommers. He's smarter than any of these computers. See, if we just use Zommers' brain, everything would be fine, as it turns out. But can you hear me, Trevi?
I can hear you. Oh, wow. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you. Welcome in.
Zommers disappeared. It's like total anarchy.
But look,
I'm texting you.
He fixed it.
Aaron.
It wasn't him. It's the computers, Trigby. It's AI. That's the problem.
Aaron, can you hear me?
Yes, we're Aaron. Good.
Oh, good. All right.
Dale Schultz, my former boss, he'd be traveling around Southwest Wisconsin where the service, any cell service, is spotty because of the driftless hills and whatnot. And he'd want to continue the conversation and be cutting in and out. He'd say, "Bombay, this is Rangoon. Are you there?" How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great now that you're here. Oh, it's been
long
a great
time
show.
No talk, Todd.
I know.
I haven't seen Sommers in forever. We had that other guy. I don't even know who that guy
Sam
is.
Sam Davison.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. Sam's going off to make the world a better place by teaching.
He is.
But I'm glad Sommers is back.
Yeah.
Sommers is way better with his choice of music.
Because I listen to your recommendations.
Right, see, because he gets them from Trigby. Yeah, that's right. You're looking very pink today, Trigby. Very, very nice.
My red hat on.
Oh, you got...
It's not a MAGA hat.
No, it's a Wisconsin
Badger
hat.
Hockey hat. And I almost lost it at the rink. I left it at rink, but they knew it was mine. So, yeah.
Before we play What's Worse, I want to finish up on this story we started last hour. I think you're going to like this because this comes to us from J.R. Radcliffe. From the Milwaukee Journal's Sentinel, Clayton Youngberg, who has hip problems. We're going to get into that in a second. But here's a guy who he started running marathons in his roundabout. 777 laps in a roundabout equals a marathon. He did a Culver's marathon where he stopped for cheese curds and ice creams at all the local branches around Wisconsin. And then he did a quick trip marathon in which he only rehydrated using items found inside various quick trip locations on his route. And then another adventure fueled by brats and non-alcoholic beer. And he put this on TikTok and socials, and it's blowing up. And people are loving this all around the country, this very Wisconsin-focused stuff. Isn't that great?
First of all, he only stopped at Quick Trip. They have Gatorade at Quick Trip. I don't understand what's impressive about the Quick Trip part. Now, the brats and non-alcoholic beer, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but I think it's all great. But here's
And honestly, if some guy ran around the roundabout in my neighborhood 780 times, yeah, right. I'm not sure I wouldn't. I'd call the cops. I hate to be that guy. I hate to be like Derek Van Orten, but I'd be, get off my lawn.
But here's the really cool part and the serious part. In 2018, and I can't say these words, not because they're bad, I just can't pronounce them. He says he suffered a rare condition known as, I'll try it, central pontine melanosis, an impact in the brainstem from a rapid correction of sodium levels in his body. He lost nerve function in his arms, legs, and vocal cord, spent a month at physical rehab. He was discharged in a wheelchair and endured 6 months of physical therapy before he could run again. And if that isn't bad enough, he also suffers from avascular neurosis. Essentially, it's bone death at the hip end of his femur. It's already partially collapsed, but it probably is a hip replacement at some point. But here's a guy who had all that happen, and instead of sitting around feeling sorry for himself, he said, I'm gonna bring some awareness and have some fun with this. And he does all this on social media for fun, and I just think that's a great spirit to have.
Yeah, it's a good spirit to have.
Right?
I still think, though, if you're his neighbor and the guy's running 700 times around your roundabout, you're thinking about getting out your shotgun.
Oh, my good Lord. Says, have you ever
crushed? No, maybe not your shotgun, but I just...
Well, you go out there and say, hey, what are you doing? And he's going to say, I'm running around 777
What are you doing? I'm running a marathon.
Right. For awareness.
It reminds me of a really off-color joke that I can't
tell.
Well,
don't say it. He asks, have you ever crushed a donut mid-marathon or armed your watering pack with foamy beer? Well, on Memorial Day, Youngberg showed up at Menards in Waukesha, adorned in construction gear, preparing for his next 26.2-mile adventure up and down the sidewalk in front of the popular Wisconsin hardware store. He says, quote, I'm definitely open to ideas. I feel like I have an image for what I want to do, though. Before I'm open to too many ideas, I want to carve out my own lane as the channel, his YouTube channel, is growing. I want to stick to the ridiculous ideas that I have. How about that?
I have one for him.
What's that?
He should run around Lambeau Field a marathon number of times.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
You know, that big block just circles. Right. Of course, he couldn't have anybody videotape him because the Green Bay Packers weren't allowed.
We found that out the hard way.
We learned that the hard way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well,
I may be an NFL owner, but I don't have enough shtick to get that taken care of.
Trevi could not get us on Lambeau, inside Lambeau. Very touchy about things up there. Let's do this quick. 1 second. Tell us what's new with your family for 30 seconds. Why do this?
What's new with my family?
I don't know.
We're in the process of wrapping up the school year, which Wisconsinites are all probably going through. Although Wisconsin might be out. You know, Virginia, they get out of school so late.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, it's the end of the school year, right? So they're ready to be done. The teachers are ready to be done. So I don't even know why they're still going.
Has your daughter chosen a university yet? You've been on these university tours.
No. She's only a sophomore.
We're
planning on doing a little trip through. She likes the Big Ten ideas.
Oh, nice.
She's a big fan of Wisconsin. She could be an intern on the Todd Aubaugh show.
I don't know if you talked about this last week since I wasn't here, but I hear that she has a pilot's license now.
Yeah, she does. She got her learner's permit, and she went over Memorial Day weekend flying. My wife went as the passenger.
She asked
which one of us wanted to go. I said, you know what? I have 2 million miles on United. Erica can do that. I don't like small planes.
I know.
You know that guy, the other Aaron Zommers that we had last week?
Yeah.
The other guy? Yeah.
The AI version.
The AI Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't as engaging as this one.
That's not true.
Are we going to play? Are we going to get around to this? Are we going to get around to this or that?
All right. I do because.
The other guy didn't get the camel on time. Zommers never misses with the camel.
All right. Time once again for what's
worse. He knows what I'm talking about when I say, are we playing this or that?
Let's go. Yes, time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard all across the state of Wisconsin. All right, let's get to it. Category today from our wonderful writers. And boy, I don't know, I think this will resonate with you. The category today, What's Worse, awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? Awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Aaron, watching us, not our own Aaron Zommers, another Aaron watching us on YouTube. We appreciate that, Aaron. Says, I love the show. Watching from South Milwaukee. Thanks, Aaron. We appreciate that. We did a show there last year with Kreitlow down in South Milwaukee at the high school down there. Great facility, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
I keep waiting for us on this next tour. We've got to do it from somebody's backyard.
All right. Well, we'll do that.
A listener's backyard.
A listener's backyard.
The other Aaron would be willing to host us.
855-75.
Aaron, we're a lot of fun. And we're even more fun if you had us in South Milwaukee.
Absolutely. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? What's worse? Trigby, about a minute left or so. Any thoughts on you're not a morning person.
I have a thought.
Yeah.
This is why the name of the show should be not what's worse, but this or that, because this one actually is a three-part question, this or that. There is oversleeping, there is awake in the middle of the night, or there is I cannot fall asleep.
Well, okay, sure.
But since I don't have that option, oh, man, both
but if
of
you
these
can't
are
fall
bad,
asleep,
but I oversleep all the time, and honestly, I don't really mind oversleeping. Because I'm a consultant. You got a problem, I got a plan to catch. So I would say awake in the middle of the night is worse.
That's right. Trigby Olson doesn't have a real job. So what does he care if he oversleeps? Except when we're on the road and we're waiting in the lobby at 9:30. Where's Trigby?
Yeah, that's true. The farm boy in Todd is up at 4 a.m. to milk the cows.
I wouldn't say I'm up at 4 a.m., but, you know, we got a schedule to keep. What's worse, awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? 855-752-4842. Come on back. We'll discuss this, politics, and Pride Month and how it relates to the Packers. Stay with us.
...97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little Beatles there. I'm telling you, I don't want to go into the whole... It's 23 minutes past the hour, by the way. Machines are going to be our downfall. AI is going to be our downfall. When we let machines start picking the music.
I'm telling you, the AI trigged the whiffed on that one.
Yeah, yes. 100%.
Terrible.
AI trigged.
But I will tell you, I said to it, what should it play for the next one?
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure that like our regular listeners, including L.A. Tom, are going to be like, boy, AI Trigby hit Trigby on that one.
Real Trigby would have done a better job. One. All right, we're asking.
No, the real Trigby, the next one is real Trigby.
All right. We're right in the middle of what's worse category today. Awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping. Awake in the middle of the night or oversleep. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. On the just download it and click on one of the stations and text us your thoughts. Or on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Aaron, watching us on YouTube, says, awake in the middle of the night is worse. When you know that you have to work at 6 a.m., boy, howdy, I've been there before. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. Off of the text line right now, we have Michael, who is listening to us in on WMDX but is in Tulsa, says oversleeping is worse. That means you're late for something. Yeah, usually. I've certainly been there. Philip, listening to us in Beaver Dam on WMDX, up in the middle of the night, ends up making you oversleep. Thank you, Philip. We appreciate your listenership. Diane, here in Madison, listening on WMDX, says awake in the middle of the night is worse. Thanks, Diane. Judy, in beautiful Lodi, Wisconsin, listening on MDX, says, I hate oversleeping because then I worry that I'll be late for work. It throws me off all day. Being awake in the middle of the night just means I'll be really tired, but I will at work. It doesn't matter during the weekend, only the work week. Judy from Lodi. And Conrad up in Green Bay. Is this our Conrad? Sure is. Conrad, the producer of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, in which I will be appearing tonight. At 7:20, I'm going to be given a Wisconsin quiz.
Is that so? Did you read his text?
Of which I do not know. I was giving him props, and here it is. Conrad says, is it true that Todd will be joining Nightlight tonight at 7:20 to face off? I didn't know it was a contest against Pete in a very special Nightlight quiz. Now, that sounds like a show you wouldn't want to miss. Yes, with the shameless plug. Yes, it is. Now, I didn't know I was going to be pitted against Schwabba, but tune in tonight at 7:20. Schwabba will probably kick my posterior, but that's okay. What else we have here? Jason in West Dallas watching on YouTube says, awake at the middle of the night is worse. I have a hard time going back to sleep. That's Jason in West Dallas. And finally, Scott in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of your Green Bay Packers, of which Mr. Olson is an owner, on GBW says, oversleeping, unless it's your wedding day. I feel like there's a story there, Trigby. Like, oversleeping is worse unless it's, maybe he meant like the day after your wedding.
Who knows? I don't know.
Because those are two very different things, right, Trigby?
100%. I'm not quite sure where he's going with that.
Did you guys have a big wedding? We've never talked about this.
Well, by Lithuanian standards, yeah, it was pretty big. We got really? Married in Vilnius. It was kind of an event.
Wow.
Press showed up. Seriously.
Press showed
up. My wife's job. Right. Yeah. It was, whatever. But yes, it was right by a medieval castle. It was very cool.
Mm-hmm. Wow. A medieval castle. Mm-hmm. Boy,
we had fireworks. If I'd have known how good it was at a time in Lithuania where you could get really cool stuff for pretty reasonable amount. So right. I had fireworks. Yeah, it was pretty cool. If I'd have known how good the fireworks were going to be, I'd up the budget line for fireworks. I like fireworks.
My sister, if I remember right, they had fireworks, a little fireworks thing at night at their wedding. So yeah, it's always
cool. Yeah, fireworks are cool.
They are. They're very cool. Matt listening to us in Middleton. One of our great folks out there, Matt's dad was called in yesterday. That was a lot of fun.
That's true. Yeah.
Matt says oversleeping is worse as there are repercussions with work or missing an appointment as awake at night can be fixed with some push-ups and a book.
And a little winky face emoji.
And he gives a winky face at the end.
It was all innocent until there's the winky face.
That's right. All you need is a few push-ups and a book.
Yep,
That'll relax you and put you right to sleep. That's the best text of the day. I like that one a lot. All right, Summers, awake in the middle of the night or oversleep?
I got to say oversleeping. I've had a problem with that. It's not as bad anymore, but that's mostly because I work later in the day, not because anything's actually changed.
That's true.
There were a couple times when I produced shows at 6 that I wake up. I'm like, wow, I feel unusually well rested. Oh, crap, I see the sun. It was not good.
Not good. I would say, yes, the same thing for me. Oversleeping is worse because it generally means I'm late for something, either an early flight or when I used to do sign-on shifts at RCO and Richland Center. There were a couple of times when it came pretty dang close to Todd not being on the air in time.
Right.
So, yeah.
As some people have said, if you are up late at night and you know you're not going to get sleep, you can still get to work. You'll be tired. Just drink some coffee and take a nap that day. You'll live and you won't get fired.
And Trigby, you voted for what one again?
Awake in the middle of the night.
Yeah, awake in the middle of the night.
Because of his unique schedule.
Yes, because he doesn't care if he oversleeps.
That's not
what
true.
Are they going to do,
like
Todd?
I don't like it when I oversleep.
It's one of my favorite lines from Trigby. What are they going to do, Todd? All right, come on back. We'll talk about some serious things. Trigby has a new Substack, which is exciting. And Vince Lombardi was one of the early champions of equal rights in the state of Wisconsin. We'll discuss that as well. It's the Todd Allbull Show for Wednesday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump ordering the Attorney General to investigate the Biden administration.
President Trump calling on his Attorney General Pam Bondi to conduct an investigation into whether President Biden's administration sought to conspire to cover up his mental state while in office. It's a significant escalation for the White House. It directs the Justice Department to formally investigate the 82-year-old former president's use of the auto pen signature system to sign pardons right before leaving office. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
And Trump issued a travel ban blocking people from 12 countries, mostly in Africa and the Middle East, from entering the U.S. based on national security concerns. In a second proclamation, Mr. Trump escalated his feud with Harvard, barring foreign students from coming to the U.S. to attend the university. He again cites national security. Elon Musk ramping up his attacks on Trump's signature legislation, repeatedly pushing to kill the bill, saying it'll balloon deficits by trillions. This is ABC News.
The Milwaukee Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 9-1 today to take 2 of 3 games in the series. Jackson Churio had 3 hits, including a 2-run home run to help spark the Brewers' offense. 3 Brewers pitchers combined to allow just 4 hits and 1 run, with Quinn Priester getting the victory. It's the 9th win for the Brewers in their past 10 games. Milwaukee heads back home to play the San Diego Padres starting on Friday. With a 21-5 victory today over Messiah, UW-Whitewater clinched the Division III College Baseball Championship. It's the Warhawks' 3rd title and first since 2014. Coach John Vodenlich said the Warhawks have had a potent offense all season.
This is who they are. This is a good reflection of what they've done many times. Once again, not on this type of stage, but I've seen that happen a lot.
Whitewater allowed just 19 runs in 5 games at the College World Series, putting up 20 runs of their own in the clinching game. The Warhawks finished the season at 49-6, with all 6 losses coming against fellow WIAC teams. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Critics love The Pitt, and so does George Clooney. The medical drama starring Noah Wiley, who also executive produces, is a hit for the streamer Max. Not that it needs help, as people are flocking to it, but it's never a bad thing when you get a celebrity endorsement from your pal George Clooney. Clooney and Wiley starred together on NBC's hit medical drama ER in the 90s. Clooney appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and heaped praise on his pal Wiley. Audiences seem to love it, so if you like medical dramas, check it out. If you like golf and comedy, there is a new show starring Owen Wilson you should probably check out. The episodic is called Stick and tells the story of Wilson, who plays a washed-up pro golfer who is given another chance by coaching a talented up-and-comer. Check out new episodes of Stick, which drop Tuesday nights on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still some concerns about air quality into the overnight thanks to areas of smoke. Morning lows in the low to mid-50s, partly cloudy skies. That smoke lingering into the first part of your Thursday, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower to middle 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
It's Pride Month, and Northeast Wisconsin is blooming with opportunities to celebrate. Dana Johnson with Fox Valley Pride and Mel Davis of Rainbow Alliance Advocacy will be our guides.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
River Falls, Wisconsin, and are outside at the right time at the right moment when Trigby flies into the Twin Cities and drives over the St. Croix Bridge into Wisconsin, that'll be blaring out of his windows as he comes into Wisconsin.
100%.
100%. Joining us from his the Tony suburbs of Arlington in our nation's capital, Trigby Olson, senior advisor. I knew that would make him upset. Senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, a former Republican like myself and a good old Wisconsin boy like me as well. Trigby, we'll turn it to a little bit to a more of a serious note here. Lots of politics to get to. Just a quick one. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but one of our listeners wanted you to comment. We talked about this when it happened here a couple days ago. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst over the weekend held some sort of a town hall. I guess give her a little bit of credit for facing the public. Sean, this is from Sean in Richland Center, one of our great listeners on WRCE, says he says, I still say Joni Ernst is worse as far as what's worse. Love to hear Trigby's thoughts. So those that don't know, Joni Ernst, U.S. Senator from Iowa, Republican, holds a town hall and talking about the budget going through Congress right now. And someone yells out, because of these cuts in Medicaid, Medicare, people are going to die. And Joni Ernst very matter-of-factly says, well, look, we're all going to die. And then, to make matters worse, she records, films a quote-unquote apology in a cemetery in which she condescendingly says, oh, I really apologize for telling people that we're going to die. I'm glad I didn't have to address the tooth fairy. And then goes on to bring in her faith in a weird way as well. What was your take on this, Trigby?
Well,
lean forward if you can.
I mean,
please.
It's kind of right up there, honestly. Like her response on that. First of all, she's standing there taking a selfie with her phone, going on and on about overstating the obvious. And I don't, you know, I posted on my Substack, which is free and always will be, and I guess you get what you pay for in terms of Substack.
It's good stuff.
At least mine. But thanks. I posted after Biden announced he had cancer. You know, where there were all these people that were like saying awful things about it. It's like, where is the humanity in all of this? Mm-hmm. You know, like how have we gotten to a place that there are people? A man says he has stage 9 or like 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Prostate
on the PSA
cancer,
scale,
people
yeah, so
are
stage
not
four.
Being nice about it.
Right.
And Joni Ernst, you know, somebody asked a question out of concern, a constituent, and she gives a dumb answer, and then she doubles down on it. Like, I don't know. You know, and I know Joni a little bit. She's not a bad person, but this is what crazy does. It leads to more crazy.
And where's
makes
her staff?
Good people crazy.
I mean, we're both former congressional staffers. Where's the staff? I mean, that had that whole thing in the cemetery, that was not random. They planned that. Who on the staff says, yeah, Senator, that'll be great? Isn't anybody saying, Senator, this is a bad idea?
Yeah, I don't know. No, you would think. I don't know who came up with that.
855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, always a pleasure to have you call in. You had a question for Trigby.
Yes, I do. Well, I'll start with Trigby's question. I would like to know if he is planning on joining the June 6th United for Veterans rally in Washington, D.C.
You know, that's a good
question. It's a bipartisan rally.
I think I might. I did recently, you know, I think their veterans leader, it's Dan Barkoff's group. I did his podcast recently and he was talking about it. I need to go back, to be honest. It isn't, I knew that it's happening. I don't know a lot of details, but I think it would be a good thing. I probably will try and take my daughters down to it if we can.
I hope so, and I hope that to get the word out for everybody, they are going to be, I heard they are going to be doing some live streaming of the event, and cool. I hope that that will be available, but you can look it up on Google, on the Google.
Exactly. Well, I can shoot Dan. I need to shoot Dan, and I can shoot Dan a text and see. But I know they're in the middle of it, and I think it will be a pretty big event. Of course, then the other thing that's coming up is the parade, the Trump parade.
Yeah.
Well,
and
that's why
I gotta say, I'm gonna try and get out of Dodge for that.
Well, that's why I'm hoping that this parade will be bigger than Trump's parade, and that this protest and it coincides with the D-Day commemoration on the 6th. So yeah. I think it's a very good thing to support our veterans who have given 100%. So much and are getting so little.
Yeah, yeah. Really, really well said, Ollie.
Yeah. 100%.
Thank you so much for calling in and talking about this. 855-752-4842. Our friend Troy out in Mount Horeb calling in. Troy had a question or a comment about Senator Ernst from Iowa.
Do you really think she has people telling her no for anything?
Good question.
Just like Trump, you know, get rid of the people who would tell me this is a bad idea and I'm going to do whatever I want.
That's actually a great question because Trigby and I have both been legislative, state and federal staffers. And I don't know, Trigby, how the people you worked for, but the people I worked for generally like to have at least a couple of people on staff who would really be honest, not in public, but in the car or behind closed doors and say, look, I'm going to argue why you shouldn't say this or why you shouldn't do this. Is that even a thing anymore?
Well, I mean, typically successful politicians have people who can tell them no and who can go to them and say, you know, be checks on, listen, all of us do stupid stuff at different times, right? And you want to have people who are going to tell you, maybe you need to think about it. You're going to pause and think. And, you know, part of being in leadership is sometimes you have to do things that other people maybe are not advising you to do. But in Ernst's case with that, I mean, I don't know who came up with it on her staff. I don't know who probably said, you know, when you're digging a hole, stop, don't grab a shovel and keep digging. She grabbed a shovel and kept digging. And, you know, having met her on a few occasions and having talked to her, she's not a bad person, but I just think this is what crazy does. It just leads to more crazy. And so it may be that she doesn't have anybody that's telling her that, or it may be that she really wants to be in the U.S. Senate and or Secretary of Defense or whatever, and she's willing to, you know,
I think whatever it takes. We had a story, I don't want to go through this all again, but just really quickly, we had a story yesterday where this guy who's an immigrant, there's questions whether he's documented or not in Milwaukee. He was arrested because for allegedly threatening Trump's life with a letter. Turns out it was a guy who assaulted him, who is in jail, that set him up. And then Kristi Noem says on the same day they found out this guy was set up, she posts the guy's picture and says, well, this is the person that tried to kill Trump. And none of it was true. And to your point, Trivi, I think it's taking the crazy from the top, the Trump craziness, and everybody underneath him in his administration, in the Republican Party, they look at that and say, oh, that's the way to win elections. That's the way to get, you know, the base riled up, is to do this crazy stuff. I think it starts with Trump.
I think a lot of it does. It you know, I talk about that in one of the Substack posts too that I've seen around the world, right? It's normalization of what and it's why character matters so much. You know, in fact, that post I did yesterday was character is the first thing to go and the last thing that matters. And the truth of the matter is, you know, at the end of the day, when you're looking at who you're going to vote for or who you're going to let into your life, the first and most important thing is character. Because, you know, it's why it matters more than policy. It matters more than, you know, anything else. Is it somebody whose character you can trust? And I just think normalizing bad behavior, normalizing bad character, normalizing grift and whataboutism is just, it's on the rise. And so then you have people who are, you know, look at Lindsey Graham. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if McCain were still around, he'd be like, I don't even recognize this guy. But that's what this stuff does. It infects.
I was going to say, it's like an infection, you know, physically in our bodies. We're talking with Trygve Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Check out his new Substack. Zomers was so kind to put it up there again. You can check out his great work there, Trygve Olson. That's T-R-Y, G as in George, V as in Victor, E, Olson with an O-N, .substack.com, TrygveOlson.substack.com. What you got a couple minutes left here before the break, Trygve. What made you want to do this, and is there a theme in these Substack posts?
I didn't want to do it. The only reason that I avoided it at all costs, and I had people saying, oh, you got to get on Substack. I'm like, the reason I did it is because I kept getting asked to do these Substack lives, and to do a Substack live, you have to be on Substack, which is pretty smart, interesting right? business model by Substack. So, I promised some people that I would do that. So I had to get on Substack. And then I was like, well, if I'm going to be on Substack, I guess I got to produce some things. And I was thinking about it. You know, there's so many people on Substack that are all about the outrage machine. And it honestly, it's like Fox News or any of the outrage. It's easy to have a business model that's based on just agitating and, you know, trying
hate
to rev people
fear
up.
And, yeah,
it's what
right.
Donald Trump,
right.
hate, fear, like whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. So I called my Substack Searching for Hope. And every day I write about democracy or about things from my life. I called it Searching for Hope because Vilta, who was my first daughter, who was stillborn, she'd been 19 this year, her name means hope for the future in Lithuanian. And I thought, well, we all need some hope at a time when fear is on the rise. So I wrote this first post, and crazily enough, I had about, I don't know, 200 people. I posted it on Facebook and said to my peeps back in Wisconsin that I was doing this. I had like 200 of them sign up for it. And then I was like, well, now I'm stuck. I've got to write these things. So I started writing every day. And, you know, now I've got 1,000 people who are doing it. And I discovered that you can look at who are the people that are following you. And I'm like, now I've got all these prominent people. So I was like, and average people and all these people back home. And so I'm like, all right, well, if people are interested in what I'm saying, I guess I'll use that as a voice. As I said, a lot of people are using it as a business model. I'm not charging anybody, nor will I ever charge people, because a lot of what I write about is my experiences with people who are literally, you know, living in places where they don't have the right to vote and freedom and all these things. And like, why would I want to profit off of that?
Yeah. Again, check it out. TrygveOlson.substack.com. I love the fact you can bring awareness and motivate people with hope, instead of just rattling people's cages every day. I love that. I absolutely love it. Come on back. We will talk Packers, Pride, and Trygve Olson. It's the All Balls Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and has and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
We go to a place and you can just, we actually reserved it already, but they got, even they got the swan. You know what I mean?
I don't know. What is a swan? What do you mean?
Well, it's hard plastic.
Todd's got a smirk on his face. Here's a comment.
Okay, so I've seen paddle boats.
Right?
Are you talking about one that's actually built like a swan?
Yeah. I want a picture of that. That'll be my Facebook page.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the network. Little weather check for you. Brittany Merlot apparently under the weather, sending out warm wishes to her. Brittany, feel better soon. One of our great meteorologists, other ones, will fill you in on weather. And then our fantastic sports reporter, Mr. Mike Clemens, will be along with a sports report. And then stay tuned, Maggie Dawn across the state of Wisconsin, the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon 4 until 6. And then at 6 o'clock, it's the Schwabinator, Pete Schwabba, and Nightlight from 6 until 8. Going to be a great time. I'm going to be on the show, always excited when I get to be on Nightlight at 7:20 tonight. And Pete and I thought this was just a quiz I was going to take, but apparently it is a Pete versus Todd Wisconsin-based quiz. I'm looking forward to it in nervous anticipation. So listen tonight, Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8. Right now we have Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, with us. Enough of politics for today, Trigvi. Well, not, I guess it kind of ties in. It is that you're a Green Bay Packer owner, one of a few. And it happens to be Pride Month. I have what I consider one of my favorite Pride Month t-shirts. This is when I worked back at L.L. Bean. It's kind of their logo in different colors. It's classy, in my opinion. So I enjoy that. It's Pride
I
Month.
I would have just thought it's a nice shirt, Todd.
It is.
Exactly. Classy.
It was made specifically for Pride Month back at L.L. Bean.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. So one of the things I think that gets overlooked, Joe from Madison talked about this a few weeks ago on the show, but here now, according to NFL Films, is a not according to, it is a clip from the late great coach of the Packers, Vince Lombardi. Maybe a lot of people don't know this, but he actually fought for gay players like Ray McDonald to be treated as equals, was an early advocate and ally. Here is Coach Lombardi on what he thinks of equality.
It's lesser known about Vince Lombardi. For his era, he was well ahead of the national norm on racial tolerance, tolerance on gender issues, lifestyle issues. If you could play and play his way, he wouldn't care if you were green or what you did in your private life.
The bloody baptism of America's gay rights movement took place in June of 1969 during New York's Stonewall riots. Reflecting the nation's hostile environment towards people like Washington fullback Ray McDonald.
Correctly, in a Look magazine article, you said that if you had had a chance, you would have picked Ray McDonald the year that the Redskins picked him. Is that correct?
That is correct. I can say in retrospect now that Ray McDonald was the number one pick on our draft list.
And Lombardi, when he came, understood that Ray McDonald was gay. And Lombardi wanted to give him every benefit of the doubt and every chance, and said to one of his assistant coaches, George Dixon, if I find any coach challenging McDonald's manhood, they'll be fired immediately.
Well, I think in that regard, my dad was a little bit ahead of his time in that his brother Harold was gay. So I think he had an open mind.
That, according to NFL Films, a clip there from one of their profile pieces. Trigvy, I just love the fact that Lombardi didn't make a huge deal out of it. It was just like, look, you're a Packer first, and anybody who picks on him, I don't care whether it's gay or being a black person, they're out of here. I'm just not going to tolerate it. And it's simple, it's straightforward, and I love his attitude on it.
I mean, it's the attitude that we should all live with, right? Like, I mean, people spend too much time digging and caring about what other people are doing with their lives. Like, I'm very libertarian in that way, I think. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know why we've gotten that way. I mean, has it always been that way? I guess, you know, I think about that a lot, right, Todd? Because, you know, you get all these people who cite we the people. Mm-hmm. We the people. You know, like Derek Van Odwin, Scott. Right. Walker, Badger Boys State Walker, right? But the truth of the matter is, it's in order to form a more perfect union. It's an ongoing endeavor, and I don't understand this. People spending all this time scrutinizing everybody else and why we've gotten that way.
Yeah,
just
agree.
Live your life.
I want to go to the phone lines quickly, about a minute and a half left here, but Joe, who originally brought this up on the show, is calling in. Joe, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for bringing this up again. I think it's a Wisconsin story that can't be repeated enough for us to understand where we come from. I mean, one of our greatest heroes is somebody, an ordinary guy, Italian-American out of New York City, who experienced great discrimination at that time when he was growing up simply by being an Italian-American. And his love for his brother is part of what propelled him to understand what it was like for gay people and the enormous difficulties they went through. What he did was that he was more than a football coach. He was also a civil rights leader in our state. You know, he led the right to have fair housing. He worked with Father Grappi out of Milwaukee for that. And he challenged the business owners in Green Bay to say, if you don't seat my black players, my white players are not going to be coming to your restaurant, to your hotel. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, back in the early 60s, he was pushing this in Green Bay. Right. This is a leader. This is us. And we can look to this history with great pride and use it as we propel ourselves forward. Thanks a lot for bringing it up again, Todd. It can't be told enough.
Thank you, Joe. Really appreciate it. And again, Joe was one of the person that brought it up originally. But again, Trigvy, we go all over the state with this show. Once again, as if we needed more reasons, part of what makes Vince Lombardi and the Green Bay Packers, part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and I mean, think about Vince Lombardi, how Catholic he was.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
That should be an inspiration for everybody.
It really should. Even though now the Pope is a Bears fan.
Yeah. What's that about?
What's that about? Trivia Kid, thank you for making time for us today. Also, Pat Kreitlow, listen to him every morning, 6 until 9. And Parker Olson as well. Zomer's doing a great job, as always, to all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you are fighting for or working towards or
whatever you believe in.
That's right. It's the meds. Keep banging your drum. Where's the Kleenex, Zomer's? We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump signing a proclamation Wednesday banning travel from 12 countries, citing national security concerns. Key Republican senators working to pass President Trump's so-called big, beautiful budget, but former Doge chief Elon Musk launching a social media campaign urging Americans to call their members of Congress to kill it. He writes, "We need a new bill that doesn't grow the deficit." An accomplice arrested in the California fertility clinic explosion last month. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
Daniel Park is accused of helping Guy Bartkus, who died in the explosion, to develop an ammonium nitrate car bomb, similar in design to that used in the Oklahoma City terror attack in 1995. The FBI claims that Park sent Bartkus more than 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate and that the two experimented on the device in his garage in mid-January.
An investigation after two construction workers were killed in a crane collapse at the site of a new hospital in Brevard County, Florida. This is ABC News. Design.